Is there a specific type of scam that's most popular, or are they kind of just all over the place?
I would say the two biggest ones is the one saying you have a warrant out for your arrest, and then the other one is the IRS saying you owe them money. And both of them involve them saying that they're going to have officers come to your house to arrest you. We don't warn people ahead of time that we're going to do that, you know, kind of a thing. So, and then there's, you know, other ones where they've had to resort to more extreme things to get people to fall for it, like saying that they have one of your family members kidnapped, and then they have a woman screaming in the background. You know, that's another one that goes around as well.
And so say people fall for a scam and they call the police department or call you guys. What is there anything you can do after that, after they've already kind of given into it?
We can take a report for it. Unfortunately, many of these people are out of the country. They can use an app on their phone that disguises the phone number, so it looks like a local phone number, but they are out of the country, so it's a little out of our jurisdiction. But we can take a report if you do give them money or if you give them your social security number. But if you just want to call us whenever you get a call like this, just to let us know maybe the nature of it, so we're aware of what kind of things they're saying to people, so we can kind of make a post on Facebook out there or on our social media to let people know it's a scam.
Okay. And so probably the best way to just prevent this from happening is just awareness, right?
Awareness. And probably my biggest piece of advice is, if you don't know the phone number, don't answer the phone. If it's something important, they'll leave you a voicemail and you can call them back. But other than that, just don't answer the phone.